And look, we, given our choices, we prefer to have China as a trade partner. But the one thing you don't want is any of your trade partners to be in a dominant position over you. And so in your economy, you either grow something or you build something. A lot of people say, well, China's kicking our rear end. China's not kicking our rear end. We're kicking our own rear end with stupid rules and regulations that have forced manufacturers to move to China. And so we need to do a better job of getting that manufacturing back into the U.S., and if not into the U.S., at least into countries that share our interests and our values. One of the things that we have not, I think, talked enough about is what China has done in controlling the inputs in agriculture. And so as you see, you know, consolidation in the inputs that our farmers have access to, I'm very concerned about China's influence in the theft of technology, the influence that they have in the seed and the chemical business. I mean, the things that we use to grow the crops at the volume and the quality that we do inside the United States, I do not want that to be contingent on a supply chain that originates in China. And so one of the things that we've got to do is we do the research and the development of these new technologies in our university systems. We need to make sure that manufacturing production of seed and chemicals stays inside the United States. And we need to make sure that it's not owned by the Chinese Communist government, whether they do it through the purchase of other companies or however they do it. We need to make sure that we control our destiny with our inputs in agriculture.